Gustav hits the U.S. coast. Christians are proving they're not a threat to the Myanmar government, and a pastor continues cultivating ministry in Sudan. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. As the United States remembered the third anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, the southern Gulf Coast was hit again, this time Hurricane Gustav. Much of the U.S. braced for the impact. The Republican National Convention suspended activities. Many Christian humanitarian organizations will be helping. However, it's too early to give you specifics. Search and rescue is taking place in some areas while cleanup begins outside Ground Zero. Pray and be prepared to help. Next, Cyclone Nargis is giving Christians a unique opportunity to serve. Moses, whose name has been changed, is a native missionary with World Hope International. By distributing aid and doing evangelism every day, he's experienced a Myanmar government that's more open.
They know Christians are not a threat. We are not danger for them. So we pray for them and we want to walk with them. So the doors are open for Christians.
The same ocean that brought Christianity to Myanmar decades ago also brought death to thousands. Christians believe it's a sign that God wants thousands more to know Him. A fraction of that work is accomplished in Moses' ministry to Buddhist children. When their parents come to ask questions, the team says,
"Please sit down. Let me tell you what we told your kids, and we told everything that we have taught to their kids. That means we preach them directly." And later, those people became Christians.
You can help. Go to missionnetworknews.org. Next, nearly 4 million people are still displaced because of the earthquake in Sichuan Province, China, in May. The $150 billion reconstruction effort is underway. But many victims are hopeless. To help, Far East Broadcasting Company is providing wind-up shortwave radios so they can listen to special programming.
Although this programming is not explicitly evangelistic, after people have listened to this special programming about how to deal with the grief and the anxiety, they'll then be able to keep listening and tune into the more explicitly evangelistic programming that we have on the air.
That's FEBC President Greg Harris, who wants to place 20,000 radios. As you give, local Christians will strategically place them.
They know the people that are going to really use the radios to listen to FEBC's programs. And often what people do in situations like this is they will form listener groups, and one person will take one radio and gather a group of 20 or 30 or more people to listen to FEBC's programs.
Despite extremely challenging conditions and years of civil war, ministry in Sudan is being cultivated. For the last 5 years, E3 Partners has worked with missionary David Kaya in Sudan. His vision is to plant healthy churches throughout southern Sudan. He recently hosted a pastors' conference that drew more than 700 pastors from three countries. Kaya also created a Bible school to train them, hoping it will become a full seminary. Pray that God would help them overcome the obstacles. And American college students no longer have to sacrifice an elite education for a Christian environment. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship has 108 chapters at 25 of the nation's most elite universities, as compiled by the U.S. News and World Report. Greg Howe believes,
"It's important to maintain a witness to Jesus at each one of these places, because the people who graduate from these schools really do lead all of our government institutions, every culture-shaping institution, almost all of our businesses, and often are the leaders in our churches."
More chapters are being added every year, and students aren't the only people getting involved at schools like Harvard. Howe says you have to create a well-rounded Christian community.
You got to reach faculty. And we find, even though it's often intimidating for staff and students to speak to faculty, faculty are uniquely open to a thoughtful engagement with the world and, frankly, I think with God's Word. And so we're watching faculty come to know Jesus. We're building faculty fellowships.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Book of Hope International is making available the DVD Commission. This inspiring DVD presentation will introduce you to young lives transformed forever by the power of God's Word and how you can make a worldwide impact. Get your free commission DVD at 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.